Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi. Today is learning in Chapter 4 of Shavuot, Mishnayot 11 and 12, continuing the laws of Shavuot Ha'edut. When someone approaches two potential witnesses, asks them to come to court and testify on his behalf, and they deny knowing any testimony and they were lying, they are on the hook for breach of that oath. Here's Mishnah Yud Aleph. Amar Lishnaim, a litigant, he's got a court case, he said to two men, Mashbia ani aleichem, I am invoking an oath upon you, ish ploni you ploni, so-and-so-and-so-so, we say Reuven and Shimon, shim atem yodim li edu, that if you know any testimony from my case, shetavou utudini, that you need to come to court and testify on my behalf. And here Reuven and Shimon reply, shua she'ein anu yodin l'cha edut, we make an oath that we do not know testimony for you. But here's the kicker. V'hem yodim lo edut, they do know testimony that would help them in court, but aid mipi aid. But they weren't there directly, but they heard it from the witness who was there. Oh, or shahaya echad mehen kar over pasul. One of these men, Reuven or Shimon, is related to the parties in the case, or he's pasul for edut, he can't testify for other reasons, such as some rabbinical gambling issues. Hare elu paturin, they are pater for breach of this oath. They made an oath, they indeed swore they didn't know edut, they in fact knew the information in their mind, but because they could not come and testify as valid witnesses, because they had not witnessed the act directly, they had heard it from people who were there, or they were technically disqualified from being witnesses because they were pasul, or they were related to the parties, then even though they made an oath, they are off the hook for breach of their oath. As we've seen, it's only when the witnesses being asked to make the oath can actually testify and actually help in this case, that's when it's binding. On to Yud Beit. Shiloch biyad avdo. The litigant claiming the money, he sent his servant, his Eved Kanani, to ask the witnesses to come. Osha Amar Lahem Hanitba, or it was the Nitba, the one who's being claimed upon, the defendant in the monetary case. He's asking the witnesses to come and testify on behalf of the other side. And he tells them, Mashbia ani aleichem, I'm urging you to make an oath, She'im atem yodim lo edut shetavo tudini, that if you know any testimony that will help him, help the other side, the prosecution, really the claimant in this case, that you will come and you'll testify on behalf of the claimant. Hare elu paturin, they are off the hook if they swore falsely, they actually did no testimony, because they're not making the oath to the litigant himself, but to his Eved Kanani, which is not really a person who's suitable to be a shaliach or a lawyer to represent him in this case, or to the other side of the litigation. So they are paturin, they're not liable for the oath. Od sheyishmeu mipi hatoveya. They have to hear it directly from the mouth of the person claiming money. Now, when we say directly, if he sends a valid agent, an appointed shaliach or his appointed lawyer, then that would actually be an extension of the toveya of the claimant in the case, and that would work. Shakohachem tisku de mitzvot.